In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he commanded his disciples to go and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That he commanded them to do this shows that baptism must be terribly important, because our Lord has not commanded us to do very many things. But that is one thing he did command us, and he never asked us to do anything that he was incapable of doing or that he hadn't done himself. For example, he asked us to be baptized like he was baptized, to purify ourselves like he purified himself, to not take vengeance when you are hit like he was slapped by the Pharisees and by the Roman soldiers. And he forgave from the top of the cross, so we must forgive. He was perfect, and he's asking us to be perfect. He's commanding us to be perfect, because nothing soiled, nothing imperfect makes it into heaven. So we're already beginning to understand how serious and how important baptism really is, because if we are just baptized and do not strive for perfection, it's virtually useless. It's virtually useless, because we won't make it to heaven. Some people think, well, I've been baptized, but that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of the process, because he speaks of the baptism by water, but he also speaks of the baptism in the Spirit, what some Christians today call born again, although their theology is pretty far removed sometimes from what our Lord is actually saying. Jesus, why was he baptized? He was sinless. He had never committed any sin. He didn't need to have his sins forgiven. But he identified himself with our humanity. And therefore, he identified himself with our sinfulness. And when he went down into the waters of the Jordan, he went there to bring us down with him, our sinfulness down with him. And it's a symbol of death. To baptize, from the Greek, baptize, means to plunge down into the waters until you suffocate and you die. It's death. It represents death. When we are baptized, we have died. Died to what? Died to the world. Died to the spirit of the world. We have died to our fleshliness. We have died to all that is not God. And then when Jesus rose out of the water again, he prefigures his resurrection, because he is the new Adam. He went down into the water as Jesus and came out as the new Adam. And we have to be part of that new creature. We become new creatures through baptism. And that's why it's a very mysterious thing. We don't always understand it very, very well. But we know that baptism must be a transformation in our lives, a total transformation. It's not like so many people think, well, I've been baptized, so I'm going to go to heaven. No, it's because baptism is much more than that. It's the beginning of the process of our sanctification. From that moment on, we must strive to be perfect. You're going to say, well, what about babies who are baptized? Well, babies eventually begin to become aware of things. And from that time on, they too, even if they're little children, have got to begin to strive for perfection, to obey their parents, to not fight with their brothers and sisters, to be charitable, to be tranquil and peaceful. That's already the beginning of the work of perfection that children must do. And so much more so for adults. So Jesus carried our sinfulness down into the waters with him and came out of it offering us the resurrection. It's like one of the saints, I think it's Saint Cyril, of Jerusalem, who said, in the very beginning, there was water. In Genesis, we read that. There was water. And after Christ comes, there is water, the Jordan. First, the water of creation, and then the waters of recreation, a new creature. Everything ties together with God. Nothing is done just for the fun of it. There's always a very serious thread of holiness, even of logic, that runs through all the things that he does. Baptism is not just a ceremony. A lot of people think, you know, we get together, we have a baptism, we exchange presents, we have a banquet, and so forth, and that is it. You remember from the film, The Godfather. The Godfather's in the church with great pomp and ceremony, having his child baptized, and meanwhile sending men out to go and murder people who are not part of the mafia that he belonged to. It's not that. It's not a social thing. It's not a social thing. It's not a ceremony. It's supposed to be a living reality. Our Lord conquered sin, and our Lord conquered death. And if we are going to be his followers, we have to strive to become sinless and to die to ourselves so that we can rise on the last day. Our Lord says, we are made new. We are born again. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. In John 3. We have to be born again. And we've got to ask ourselves, have I really been born again? Have I really been baptized in the Spirit or just in water? Of course, if we're baptized in water, it makes us members of the church, which is Christ's body. But what do you do if you're doing just that? If you have a thumb or a finger or a toe or something, and there's no circulation of blood going on, what's going to happen? Get gangrene? It's going to have to be cut off. And our Lord does say that. A tree that does not produce fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. In other words, we mustn't be gangrene members of the church. We must be living members of the church. When we look around and see the state of Christianity today throughout the world, although there are some areas where there are Christians are being particularly persecuted, and they have a tremendous faith, and they're willing to suffer and to accept everything that they have to do. But in our country, although it's coming, Christians are being more and more persecuted. And we saw an example of that just the other day, but I don't want to get into politics. Although I can mention a law that was just passed in New York saying that a baby, up until the moment just before he is born, he can be killed. He can be murdered in his mother's womb. Abortion. That is so heinous. That is so... I'm trying to find a word for it, you know. And yet, when you see the video of the lawmakers who are signing this document, allowing a baby in his 9th month, ready to be born, to be aborted, then they are laughing and happy, and they're signing with a big smile and everything, as if they're doing something great. Hitler's henchmen. It's, and you'll see, it started in New York. It'll spread. It'll go elsewhere. We are murdering babies who are just about to be born. And there are some in this country, they want to say, once the baby is out of the womb, but the umbilical cord hasn't been cut yet, you can still kill that child. One of the persons who goes for that ran for president of the United States. So we see Christianity going down and down and down, being persecuted more and more. And as I said, I don't want to get into politics, but just open our eyes. And that's why our Lord says we have to be made aware. We have to be conscious Christians. We have to know what is going on in ourselves, the things that we have to fight against in order to obey God, and what is going on around us. We have to be conscious. Because if we are just Christians that live from day to day, Never think of God, really. Never think of what we have to do to obey Him. Never think of how we must bring the gospel to other people. We must radiate the light and the love of Christ to other people. So people just looking at us will say, that's how the gospel should be lived, the way he or she is living it. That's the gospel. But can we say that of most Christians today? Look upon them and say, that's how the gospel is supposed to be lived. And what does that mean? He said, amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, that's the real meaning of the born again, water and spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you haven't been baptized in the Spirit, you're not going to heaven. It's as simple as that. So this is a tremendous thing that our Lord is telling us. We must be baptized in the Spirit if we want to enter the kingdom of God. So our baptism is a most serious thing. And it requires repentance, because we do sin. We're weak. We're fleshly beings. But we've got to struggle. We've got to fight. And every time that we fall, repent and ask God for His forgiveness. And strive right away. The minute you fall, get back up again. Don't stay in that position, because there, I don't remember which saint it was, it says, just like when we are baptized, God assigns a guardian angel to us. There are those whose opinion is, and so the devil assigns a special devil to make us fall. We have a guardian angel and a guardian devil, so to speak. It's a struggle. We are fighting against the powers of hell in our own flesh, in our church, in our country, in the world. We are at war. We are tremendously at war. That's why our baptism really must be taken very, very seriously. We have to be consciously aware and try to live in the presence of God every moment. We are His. We are part of His body. By baptism, we became part of Him, part of Christ. And I don't remember exactly where it says, I forgot. It says that when we sin like that, we prostitute God, Christ's body. That's a very strong, I don't remember where in the New Testament. We prostitute the body of Christ. So that's why it's all very, very, very important. We've got to feel that presence of the Holy Spirit. We are meant to actually be so aware of it and so conscious of it, because there's a new life in us. Just like a woman, when she becomes pregnant and has a new life within her womb, she feels it. She feels the baby moving. She feels the baby kicking. She's aware that there's a new life within her. We too must be aware, like a pregnant woman, that there's a new life within us. And that is going to bring us to sanctification. It's going to bring us to heaven eventually. Do we take our baptism that serious? We know we've been baptized by water. Let us ask ourselves. Now we say baptism by the Spirit. Of course, chrismation or confirmation is supposed to be that baptism of the Holy Spirit. But if it's just a ceremony, it's got to be more than just a ceremony. We receive the fullness of the power of our baptism and of our chrismation. We have all the tools we need. We have the grace. We have the blessings. We have the life of Christ within us. There is no reason that we could possibly use to justify ourselves from not acting as truly baptized Christians. Dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have been baptized into you. Give us the grace of repentance, of conversion, so that we may truly possess your divine light. Our greatest misfortune would be not knowing consciously that you are truly living within us. May we be born again consciously. May we truly be baptized in your Holy Spirit consciously. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.